SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Jamaica Public Service opens its door to at-risk youth. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we highlight the slate. Stay with us. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS Co., will be offering 20 youth from Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP Communities, 6-month internships. Of the cohort, 10 will be placed in the organization's loss reduction team, 6 within the Kingston and St. Andrew field operations, and 4 within the transmission and distribution group. The initiative, estimated to cost $5 million, is being facilitated through a partnership between the Ministry of National Security and JPS Co. to create an on-the-job training for at-risk youth in the corporate area.
My story has changed. I can proudly say I am an intern with the Jamaica Public Service Company. Who would have known that a bus loader, yes, me, would have been selected to attend Garden House as a guest of the Minister of National Security.
Participant in the program, Horace Bailey. All the participants have already received certification in electrical installation and maintenance from the HarTrust NTA through CSJP. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that supports economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometime we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
To brethren, the one to others, the one down below. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, let's try more life. No gun, no knife, would have been a life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
And on the community notice board, the Wycliffe Bible Translators Caribbean is inviting all to their 20th anniversary worship service, Sunday, February 23, at Hope United Church, 221 Old Hope Road, Kingston 6, starting at 8:30 a.m. And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
My name is Myra Adlam. When I was going to school, I don't use book. I use slate and pencil. Slate is a something like a shark something. If it gets out of your hand, it breaks. And the pencil, I see in shark something like the pencil. You write every slate and add it up. Yes, and every time you write on the slate, it clean it off. If this slate break, mother is going to be with it here. This slate will break.
Makes you wonder how our foreparents studied. Take it they had wonderful memories. Nonetheless, remember you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.